presentation, I'm going to be sharing findings from a recent study on patterns of preventive health care use within the Medicaid program among women in Medicaid and comparing women with and without physical disability. My colleagues, Drs. Hall and Young, are at the University of Florida, and this work was actually completed at UF right before I moved to East Tennessee this summer. Okay. I'll go through the background, you know, very quickly. As we know, approximately 1 in 5 Americans have some disability. Women are more likely to be disabled than men at older ages. We know that women with disabilities face many barriers to care, particularly when it comes to receiving such screening tests as pelvic exams and mammograms. It's just a bit slow, I guess, to move the slides. We conducted a systematic review of the literature as part of this study, and we found that women with disability were overall less likely to be screened for breast and cervical cancer compared to able-bodied women. They were more likely to receive the flu vaccine, however, and the findings were mixed regarding the association between disability and colorectal screening. We found that level of disability, whether it's mild, moderate, or severe, affects service utilization. We also found that routine physical exams received hardly any attention in the literature, and we were only able to find one study that focused on women in the Medicaid program. So given that, our objective was to examine the use of a range of preventive health services among women enrolled in Medicaid. We focused on the state of Florida for this analysis. Again, we compared women with and without physical disability, and we adjusted for many chronic conditions. We conducted a retrospective analysis of Medicaid eligibility and claims data over a 5-year period. We created a huge person-level analytic file for all women who met the inclusion criteria, and I'll mention those in a second. And we defined physical disability rather conservatively. For a woman to be defined as physically disabled in this study, she had to have been diagnosed with a condition associated with physical mobility, as well as to be using an assistive device such as a cane, a walker, wheelchair, or crutch. Okay. All women enrolled in Medicaid during the 5-year period who were 18 to 64 years of age and who had at least one outpatient visit were eligible to be included in the study. We excluded women who were not continuously enrolled in Medicaid, meaning who had gaps in their coverage because we did not have access to their service use records outside the Medicaid program. We also excluded women who were dual eligible for Medicare and Medicaid, and women who had very limited benefits, meaning they were eligible for only certain waiver programs or specific programs in Medicaid. The independent variables were physical disability, age of the woman, her race, ethnicity, state assistance category, and a long list of chronic conditions. We had four primary outcome measures, including the physical exam and screenings for cervical, breast, and colorectal cancer. We looked at patterns of use of each of those services for select age groups according to national guidelines. 74,851 women were eligible for inclusion in our study sample, and of those, close to 4,000 women, 5.3%, had a physical disability. And this is consistent, this prevalence rate is consistent with national data about level of physical disability in the Medicaid program. Women with physical disability were on average 8 years older than women without physical disability. Women with physical disability were more likely to be white, non-Hispanic, and less likely to be African-American relative to their non-disabled counterparts. Our population was relatively sick, I guess. If you look at the total column, one out of three women had been diagnosed with hypertension. One out of five women had been diagnosed with depression. The prevalence of diabetes and COPD, HIV/AIDS, was high as well. And when we compared women with and without physical disability, we found that the prevalence of each of those chronic conditions was higher among disabled women relative to able-bodied women, which was expected, but again, the magnitude, I guess, of the difference was quite shocking at times. We looked at the overall utilization of preventive services. This is for all 75,000 women who were in the sample. We found that roughly half of the women had had a physical exam within the last year. However, only one third had been screened for cervical cancer and for breast cancer according to national guidelines, and even fewer women, 20%, had been screened for colon cancer in the last 5 years. And it's interesting the drop between the rates of the physical exam and the rates of the cancer screening. Okay, so it seems that although many women are actually coming in for their physical exam, their annual checkup, they're still not getting those screenings. This chart compares use of services between women with and without physical disability. The red bars represent women with disability. The yellow represent women without disability. And as you can see, you know, women with disability were overall more likely to have obtained all of those services. Now, we ran four logistic regression models to look at each of the outcome measures while controlling for confounding variables and chronic conditions. And when we did that, we found that women with disability continued to be more likely to obtain a physical exam or a comprehensive visit relative to non-disabled women. They were still 4.5 times more likely. However, they were equally likely, the two groups were equally likely to have been screened for cervical and breast cancer at the multivariate level. There were some other important findings from the regression, as important as the findings regarding physical disability. We found that receiving a physical exam, a comprehensive visit, is the single most important predictor, as we know, of whether the woman gets screened for cancer or not. So it's necessary. It's not sufficient, as we have seen previously, but it's necessary. We also found racial ethnic disparities, as had been reported in the literature, with black women less likely than white women to receive preventive care. We found that prevalence of the chronic conditions increased use of preventive services, and age affected use utilization rates. Okay. We conclude that Medicaid beneficiaries with physical disability were equally or more likely to receive preventive services than beneficiaries without disability, but in our opinion, in terms of access to care, we found that rates of preventive service use were low overall. Again, only half had a physical exam, and one third or less had been screened for cancer. And from a practice standpoint, the important finding is that there were missed opportunities for delivering screening services to women who had been in contact with the healthcare system, who had seen their primary care provider for a checkup, and those missed opportunities were greater among women with disability compared to women without. So we suggest further research to identify non-financial barriers to care, because keep in mind all of those are insured by Medicaid, which takes care of the financial barrier, but it's clear there are non-financial barriers. And then based on this research, develop interventions to address those non-financial barriers. We recommend further education and promotion programs to increase awareness of the importance of early detection. And I guess an area where we can have a great impact is at the provider level, you know, working with providers to better take advantage of those outpatient visits, of those comprehensive visits to deliver screening services. Thank you very much. Did I make it in 12 minutes? Yes, go ahead, please. Let me comment on that quickly. Actually, all of those women were eligible for Medicaid, and those services were covered by Medicaid for those women, not by the Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program, which covers the screening for women who are not eligible for Medicaid. Okay, so they got their coverage, all of them, through the Medicaid program. Medicaid paid for those services. Now, with regard to the finding that the women with disability obtained screening more, that was explained pretty much by their higher rate of physical exams. Okay, so those the women with physical disability had multiple chronic conditions, and they were more in need of outpatient care. They were seeing their doctors more, including, you know, getting comprehensive visits more, and therefore, so they were getting more screening because they were getting more comprehensive visits. So that was a function of that. It's low among everybody, yeah. Of course, no, it's definitely a big access issue. Yeah. Thank you, Renee. It's not a financial access issue. It's a provider issue, but we talk about access in terms of the other dimensions of it, having the equipment that would allow those physically disabled women to actually obtain what they need and other services.